This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up call.
106.5 The End.
It's 106.5 The End. It's the wake up call. D'Lo and Katie live from Disneyland. Gavin couldn't be here.
Yeah.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yep.
So I got to accompany you on this trip, which has been a blast because Katie is Miss Disneyland. Everyone knows her, whether it's like people in the park or people in this room. Everybody knows Katie. And it's good. No, because we started this with you guys making fun of me. That this just,
Eddie Collins is with us.
No, we weren't making fun.
No, Eddie's telling me he's from Guatemala and he's been here a million times, and I'm from Sacramento.
Buenos días, y caballeros.
So I'll tell you this, because we were talking, Eddie runs marathons. You ran a marathon yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I've been to Disney World. Uh-huh. And I ran the Goofy Challenge.
Nice.
But did you do any of the rides?
Well, no, because I went to Captain EO. That was the only thing I was adamant, like, I have to do.
Remember to tell you something cool about that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
That's the only thing I wanted to do because you had to run the half marathon on Saturday.
Right.
And then the full marathon on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the only other Disney park experience I've had.
That's it. No attractions, no entertainment.
Changed this yesterday, Eddie.
Oh yeah, it's better now.
So yesterday was the day.
Yesterday was a blast.
That's awesome.
Yesterday was a blast.
D'Lo, I've been here 37 years, okay? And people always say, so how do you enjoy it now? And this is a way that I enjoy it, is through other people, especially people that have never been here before. It's so cool to actually, so, I mean, how was it? Was it mind-blowing or what?
No, it was fantastic, yeah. I really had an amazing time, and
that's
a big
so cool.
part of the reason I had a great time was
because
Katie. Katie is like my own personal tour guide, where she'd tell me like where Walt Disney is pointing.
Now that light, above the firehouse. Yes. Let me tell you about it.
This used to be this, and they changed it over in one day. Like it was like a VIP experience.
That's
awesome with Katie. So
I just wish Katie had more energy.
I know. Better luck next time, guys.
Yeah.
I just wish we could go somewhere where she doesn't spill anything, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh,
I may have spilled onto my computer, but
it's fine.
But we're
to be fair, I'm spilling something somewhere all the time. Well, so if it's not the computer, it's something. I told you I love Eddie. When I saw that you were on, I go, oh, I'm so excited we get to talk to Eddie.
Well, you know,
Eddie started, I believe, as a sweeper, right?
Wow, check you out, Katie. Yes.
Because he and his friends started together, and they wanted to be able to be in all the different parts of the park, not just have to be stuck in one place.
Exactly. God, Katie, I love you. That's crazy. That's amazing. Yeah, totally. Exactly.
That was 6 hours yesterday, by the way, through the park. That's what happened. She'd tell me why patrons of the park were dressed a certain way. She knew everything about every individual who was in the park yesterday. It was amazing.
All right, D'Lo, here you go. The holidays. You know, one of the coolest things is the fact that when you come into the park during the day, you know, obviously it's nice, it's sunny, it's beautiful. But as soon as you walk in fact, as soon as you get off the tram, you start hearing the music, you start really getting into it, you feel that spirit. And it's really cool if you get to come with, you know, a family, a loved one, someone, that spirit just kind of gets into you and you start thinking to yourself, oh, this is great, man. This is the time to go ahead and share, and it's that special moment. And you know, circling back to my kids, one of the things that I like to try and do is, rather than giving them a tangible gift, I like to give them experiences, because experiences outlast anything tangible, right? And so, you know, for me, when I come with them, it's so cool to be walking around, take some pictures, you know, obviously document, wow, look how much older they've gotten and so forth. But once you go inside the park and you actually start, you know, you see the Christmas tree there on Main Street, you start seeing things. Now, the coolest thing is the fact that things are so different each time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like, yeah, we've been there, seen it. No, we always like to change it up. I mean, let me tell you something. If we didn't change it up, I wouldn't be here as long as I have been.
I'm sure.
And so, But the neatest thing is that aside from the attractions, aside from the characters and the food, obviously the seasonal food, amazing, right? But it's the entertainment. When you go to watch the parade, and especially, you know, you see Santa Claus in the parade, you see the look on the little kids' faces.
I know.
It's awesome. You think to yourself, they're so innocent, you know, so pure. It's such a great moment.
But you know what? The cool thing about Disneyland, especially during the holidays, is like you get hit with it even as an adult.
Yeah.
Like I always say, it's magic on top of magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is true. You know, it is kind of funny because you do forget. You know, you become a kid yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start acting, you know, goofy, get some stuff, put it on your head, you know, get a Mickey hat. I mean, throw the diet out the window. I mean, my wife always laughs at me. And she's like, seriously, dude, you're going to go for 3 scoops of ice cream at 10 in the morning? I'm like, stop.
You're like, love
but
you,
hey,
buddy.
Love you, too. Good to see you.
Nice
D-Lo,
you.
Nice to meet you. I'm glad you got the opportunity to come and enjoy this place. I'll see what I can do back up to Neo.
Yeah. My man.
Love it.
Appreciate
Good.
You.
Take care.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.